as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Welcome to Looking for Healing Talk Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. I'm your host for today, Nicola Burnett, holistic dietitian, functional medicine practitioner, and proprietor of Back to Balance Wellness Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. I thank you for joining me today at Looking for Healing Talk Radio. Looking for Healing is really an exciting show where you can learn from experts in the practice of natural medicine. Combined, the four show hosts possess more than 100 years of clinical experience as professional healers and includes myself, Nicola Burnett, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Brian Artis, and Dr. Jana Schmidt. If you're into all things natural when it comes to health and healing, then stick with us. This is the show for you. I am super grateful to have the opportunity to share and educate and expand the minds of others on this topic of natural healing, which is a topic that has seemingly gotten lost as the primary way of healing. I invite you all to share the links and to tell your like-minded friends and family that they can find us live every week on America Out Loud Talk Radio at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and via recorded podcasts at AmericaOutloud.com, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora Networks, and via America Out Loud phone apps downloaded from Apple, Android, and Alexa. And I'd like to take a moment to thank the sponsors of our show. One of those sponsors is Global Healing, which is a family-owned company that has been around since 1988. Their products are developed using cutting-edge manufacturing processes and the best ingredients nature has to offer. They work with small organic farmers and producers to offer pure, fresh ingredients. And Global Healing is offering a generous 15% off of your first purchase as a thank you to our faithful listening audience of Looking for Healing Radio. Just use the discount code of OUTLOUD when placing your order. OUTLOUD. OUTLOUD. And I'd also like to mention Dr. Henry Ely School, the Energetic Health Institute. It's an amazing school that teaches you how to think, not what to think. And it's a great school for learning all things healing and holistic. We're really, really lucky to actually have his facility to learn the proper forms of healing and not the garbage forms that we get shoved down our throat through the teachings of Western medicine. All right, so we are going to get into our show today, and I have decided to do a little bit of a, I know it's going to turn into a series. I really have no idea how many it's going to be. I'm just going to go with it, and we'll see how many episodes are in this series, but I'm going to title this series Body Talk. And before I even get into this, I want to talk about a couple of things. One of the things that I find very frustrating, I think all the healing homies, we've talked about this before, that can be very challenging and very frustrating, is that there can seem to be this battle, this uphill battle of this Western medicine versus natural medicine, or Western versus Eastern. Or I'll hear clients when I'm working with them say something like, oh, I decided to go the natural route. Or there's in publications, I will read certain things where the terms woo-woo are used versus science. And I want to just point something out to the listening audience that we are in a war. There's no question about it. We are in a spiritual war, and there are some very dark energies out there. And the primary goal of the dark energies is to create division. And Unfortunately, they've done a pretty good job of that. And that's where we get this Western versus Eastern, or natural versus West, or I'm going to see my doctor. I'm going to try that first. I'll hear this from clients, and then I'll go see a naturopath if that doesn't work. Those kinds of commentary. And the commentary is indicative of a belief system. And what I would like to do today is put the kibosh, if you will, on both of those. Don't think about it as Western versus Eastern, or natural versus science. That's the first place you have to change your mindset if you want to heal. The reality is, sometimes I get frustrated doing this podcast, or doing this show, I should say, which goes to podcast. And the frustration has nothing to do with any of the Healing Homies. It has nothing to do with the platform. It has nothing to do with that. It's the frustration sometimes happens for me when we are discussing these things, doing our shows, especially Monday through Thursday, and especially on Friday, sometimes when we're answering questions. Now, I'm really working on this. There's really no need for me to get frustrated. I really think I need to examine that a little bit further personally. However, it is there in the space presently. And the reason why it's there in the space is because sometimes I feel like my hands are really tied with trying to communicate this information of natural healing, which for all of us, all of the Healing Homies, it took us decades to learn this. And we're still learning, and we will still continue to learn, and we're going to learn a lot in the future. When I'm 80 years old and I'm looking back to when I was in my 50s and we started this podcast, and I go back and listen, I'm probably going to laugh and have a thought, something along the lines of, oh gosh, I was just a baby back then. So anyways, as we grow, or as we get older, we grow, we become wiser. Hopefully we know better, so we do better. All of us are doing the best we can at the moment with what we know and our experience that we have. And I think there's a lot of benefit that comes from that. And I know there's a lot of benefit that's coming from that because of the reaction of the audience. The questions that are sent in, we get so many questions every single week. And in the questions, there's always these lovely comments like, bless you, homies. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You've really helped me. And when I read those comments, I was like, okay, yes, this is good. We're doing a good thing. And it actually is having some kind of an effect in a positive light for the listening audience. So hence I keep going with the show. So I want to come back and just make a suggestion that what if we did not polarize into Western versus Eastern, or science versus holistic or natural? And what if we just look at truth? What if we just say, okay, there's just truth? And when it comes to the body, I can assure you that there's only truth. The body only has the capacity and the capability to speak truth. And truth is neutral. Humans apply judgment, but the truth is neutral. And it's a funny industry. I was just talking to one of my staff members this morning about this. People come to us with their health concerns, and if we do something, right, like give them supplements or take them through a cleansing process, if we do something like that and their problem completely disappears or gets remarkably better, then we're heroes, we're gods. And I'm this is the reaction I'm talking about, the reaction that I see from the clients that I've worked with over the decades. But there's also the flip side of that, where let's say that I'm working with somebody who's got an alcohol problem and they've been drinking and smoking heavily for 20, 25 years. And they come to me and I explain to them how toxic their body is and that this is going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be tough. And we have to start slow and we have to go slow. And that there is going to be a lot of emotional baggage and a lot of anger coming up. I will just say these things point blank. I don't pussyfoot around these things. So people know what they're entering into. And they'll say, oh, yeah, it's okay. I can handle it. I can handle it. No problem. I got this. Everything's great. And then they start the program. And sure enough, it's a real rocky, rough road, even with going very, very, very slow with all of the suggestions, recommendations, and protocols. And their rage and anger comes up. And when that rage and anger comes up, it can be tough and it can be feel very unmanageable. And in that case, they want some place to throw those, rods of lightning. They want to throw them at somebody because there's so much anger. And so a lot of times we go from being a god to being, the problem. And we're not the problem because we didn't We weren't, I wasn't there every day, tempting this individual client to smoke and drink every day. I had nothing to do with that, or not deal with their emotional issues growing up in childhood. But yet, when those things come up, the person who is involved in those things coming up or being released, even though we're not the cause of it, they really want to direct that anger somewhere. And this is a really common experience in this industry. It's a little bit tough, but you just have to set your boundaries and you really have to not take that on and very gently remind the person that you're not the cause of the problem. You're just really working hard to be the solution for them or part of the solution for their problem. So, and the other thing that I'd like to do is just steer the client as best I can back to the truth. Because again, the truth is neutral. And I don't think I know now. I didn't realize this at the time, but I know now that I'm attracted to this field of health and healing because it is steeped in the truth and because the truth is steeped in neutrality. And I know that's why I picked it as a career field. So, what is this truth that I'm referring to? And what is the truth that the body's connected to and that the body speaks? It's the truth of unity, it's the truth of the unified field. So, one could even say that the state of being unwell or unhealthy, or having illness or the presence of disease, however a person thinks about that, the truth is that it's a deviation. These presentations are a deviation from the unified field. So that is the truth of healing, and that is the truth that we need to get connected to. And I really believe that most of the time, when somebody comes to holistic healing and has a good practitioner and a good mentor, which is really what a practitioner is, and a good educator, then they'll find this out on the backside. But I would invite the listening audience to start there with what is healing? Healing is connecting back to the truth or finding our way back to the truth. And we have all been steered away from the truth, this truth, by beings that do not wish us well. I mean, I am convinced and clear that the only reason we were herded into concrete jungles is because these dark energies realize that in order for us to swallow their pills, and literally their pills, but also their pills of conditioning and programming, they did that because they realized as long as we stayed connected to the earth, that that isn't going to happen, because the earth is such a beautiful, magnificent, powerful force and powerful energy. And everything that we need is right underneath our feet for healing. That is actually the truth. I've heard that before a lot of times from a lot of my mentors, and I thought it just sounded good. But when you jump into the studies of health and healing, there's not a single thing that doesn't take you back to the earth. And we are earth. And I really am going to do my best, because I don't want this conversation to sound, well, to sound woo-woo. But the truth is that we are the earth. And what do I mean by that? When you break down all the contents or you know, get down to what are the ingredients, if you will, that a human being is made of. And that's a little disclaimer here. If the person is not carrying a heavy toxic load around in their body. So if we are pure in God's image, right? You know, think about Adam and Eve in the garden, right? Think, you know, that kind of pureness or wholeness. We are made of nothing but organic material, right? Carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, you know, et cetera, minerals, vitamins, things of these molecular structures that occur naturally in nature and are and repeat over and over and over again in these cycles of the seasons and of growth and of hibernation in the winter. So that's actually what we are. And we've become a lot of not organic material because these dark energies have had an agenda to add a lot of material into and onto our bodies that is not organic. I'll just leave it simply. You know, there's chemicals, there's pesticides, you know, all there's heavy metals, there's all kinds of things. And that is not these loads we find in these bodies. That is not something that is normal. And I'm pretty sure our listening audience is pretty clear about that. Okay, we need to go to a quick break here. So this is a good stopping point, and we will come back, hang tight in just a few minutes and get further into this discussion of this Body Talk series.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within, supporting your immune and respiratory systems and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to americaoutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
is Nicola Burnett coming back from our short break on Looking for Healing Radio. And real quick, I just want to mention that if you're not able to catch any of our shows live, just know that all of our shows go to podcasts typically a day or two after the live broadcast is complete. You can listen to any of the podcasts on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart Podcast, or America Out Loud, and many more. If you like what you're hearing, make sure to subscribe and rate the show for us. All right, let's return back into our topic. I am starting a series, and I am going to call it Body Talk Series. And I left off talking about my motivation for doing this series. And every time, every week, when I have to sit down and think, okay, what do I want to talk about? What's something that's of interest to people? Where am I hanging out? What is on my heart and on my mind? And when I ask that question, I'm going to refer back to something I mentioned in the first recording of the segment or of this show's first segment recording of this show. Sometimes I get frustrated, especially on Fridays when the group of us are answering these questions. And the frustration again comes from, wow, people are out there with real serious problems and real serious issues. Like, I received a certain jab in the arm and I have no energy and I can't get out of bed for weeks or months. And I'm not, you know, not able to work and not able to provide for my family. And that's just really hard to hear. It's heartbreaking. And it's like, wow, okay, we can't just answer this question in 3 minutes on an hour show and then move on to another question. So I always in the back of my mind are like, are we really helping people? And again, the comments that come in indicate that we are. So that's good enough for me. But I just really want to know that no matter what it is that I'm doing in regards to health and healing, when working with people, whether it's a podcast or a client one-on-one or giving a public speaking or whatever it might be, I just want to know that I'm making a difference. And you can't teach or hand over the keys to the kingdom in a 1 hour live talk radio. I wish you could, but you can't. And you can't also, well, at least I'm not in a situation to work for free yet. I still need to make a living and make an income. I would love to do this all the live long day and just give it away for free and hand it all over, but that's not realistic today. Maybe that is in the future. And when we're talking about things on the show and we're throwing out, oh, we just need to detox. I want you to understand that it takes decades, it takes years to really understand the deeper science and chemistry of detox. And, you know, we've all been at this for decades and we know a lot, or we know what we know. We have mastery over quite a bit of this arena. And at the same time, it's ever evolving for all of us. So as much as I know and am aware of, I am also very aware that there's a lot that I don't know and that you just have to keep going and that this is a journey and it's almost like a dance. And you know, when you're dancing with a partner, like in a ballroom dance, and the man has his hand on your back, you have to be relaxed enough to just flow. Maybe he's going to take you into a spin. Maybe he's going to pull you in close for a certain dance step. Maybe he's going to kind of open your body up to the side to do a different kind of a dance step. So I always think about this health and healing journey with myself, with others I work with, as a dance. And it's really unrealistic to teach healing in a course or in a lecture or even in a year and think that somebody has got it. It's just not possible. It really is a lifetime journey. And that's for all of us. That's everyone listening. That's for the healing homies. That's just the way that it is. And another thing about healing that I'd like to mention is that healing in today's world
I'm just going to say it. It's really challenging. It's challenging financially. It's challenging for people to find the time. And you need time to heal. A simple example of that, if you're going to commit to workouts, well, you have to take time out of your schedule, out of your day, out of your week to do that, perform that exercise, whether it's you're going to go for a run or a bike ride or book an appointment with your trainer or whatever it might be. It's effort. It's time. You have to put something into it. And, you know, when you've got a client who's a mom, who's a single mom working three jobs and has an autistic child that has to have everything cooked from scratch, they can't buy anything at the store for this child because they, you know, the child will get, go into their episodes, right, of anger or yelling or screaming or banging their head on the wall incessantly, those kinds of things. It's not easy. It's not easy. And again, the dark forces or dark energies have really brought us to a place where we are in a war and we are fighting a war. So, and the other piece I'd like to say about that, and I found this to be true in my life, and I just will share this with everybody out there listening. Once you declare to the universe that your intention is to heal, the universe will partner with you and it will find a way for that to be accommodated. It will find a way to partner with you so that whatever it is that you need, whether it's money or time or a trainer or a gym membership or a pair of roller skates or a bicycle, that it will come to be. Now, a lot of people out there are probably like, ugh, yeah, okay, sure. That's not my life. That's easy to say. Well, it wasn't my life either. After a divorce and left with no income and no job and having to quickly make something happen, which was terrifying, I made a conscious decision to partner with the universe. And I just held faith. I really didn't know if it was going to happen, but I just held faith that the universe was going to partner with me. And part of what I wanted in this new life moving forward was to heal. I wanted to heal mentally. I wanted to heal emotionally. I wanted to heal spiritually. And that took a lot of time. And when I think back on that time, it's like, wow, how was that even created? How did that even come about? And interestingly enough, every single month I would, like, down to the penny within dollars, somehow, some way, money would come in. And sometimes in some really odd ways, most of the time in odd ways, the universe would find a way to create money to come in that I didn't have to necessarily work for. I mean, something as random as, hey, we collected, you know, hearing from the bank, we collected too much money, on your mortgage, and, or not the mortgage, but the insurance. We impounded too many fees and we didn't need that much. And, here's a check for $1,200. Here it is back to you. It was things like that, that would happen a lot, that I started to recognize that the universe was partnering with me. So, and the other thing I'll say before I get into further into this discussion is that healing is not for everybody. Not everybody came in with a contract with their creator that healing was on their agenda. For some people, the opposite of healing was in their contract that they signed with their creator. You know, maybe this lifetime was to hit rock bottom and, live on the street or have go through an intense drug addiction or things of that nature. And healing was just not part of that contract. So I used to think that, oh, everybody wants this information. Everybody wants to heal. Everybody wants to get better. And I think everybody does want to experience that. But sometimes I just have come to understand that in the contracts that they signed, it just might not happen in this go around. on the earth. So, all right, let's move into one of the first things I like to discuss. And I mentioned this already, that humans are made, actually all living biological beings are made of organic material. And what organic material? Well, it happens to be the same organic material that you find that the earth is made of. And when you look at the entire universe runs on magnetic and electrical energy. So when we look at something as simple as the atmosphere, it's not really simple, there's a lot to it, but if we look at the atmosphere and we look at the web of electricity from cloud formation and cloud movement, and when that is coupled with lightning activity, we end up with this magnetic and electrical energy that's just there, and it's free, and it's available, and it's there all the time. I'm going to refer back here to what Nikola Tesla, probably the most famous statement that is connected to Nikola Tesla, which is, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And that's really what we're talking about here. So this interlocking web of electricity that is woven throughout the universe, are these electrical patterns is what governs life on this planet. So how we are all connected through electrical fields and associated magnetic fields, all living things embody this energy. And we see it in nerve pulse firings, right? Like in our neurological system, how our brain sends signals in the nerves to speak to the rest of the body. This is what sustains life. So everything on earth has an electromagnetic vibrational frequency with its own wavelength. I mean, everything. That could be a thought, it could be a rock, or it could be an organ, or it could be a strand of hair. So everything has this. And if you've ever watched a baby be born, it's a very, very interesting process. A lot of times the baby will come out of the mother's womb, whether it's natural or a C-section, and it seems as if the baby's lifeless for a couple of seconds. Now, I'm talking about a healthy birth and a healthy baby. It can seem kind of lifeless for just maybe a couple of seconds. And if you watch, it's like all of a sudden the baby gets hit with something. And the baby kind of comes to life, right? There's this kind of pause. And then the baby maybe starts flailing or realizing it's not inside the womb and starts crying or whatever it might do. And I think part of that, just in my own observation, is just experiencing that these electrical fields, this electrical energy that connects the entire universe, that baby is kind of tuning into or feeling, or that energy is feeling pervasive, and all of a sudden it just seems like the baby kind of comes to life. And the technology that we use in our center, I always refer to it the whole body. Well, we have a lot of technology, but the one that I commonly refer to is the whole body scanning system. The only reason that technology is available, it's feasible, it's efficient, it's effective, it's usable, the information and the data that it gives, it would not be possible if the world was not designed as I had just described, meaning everything on earth has an electromagnetic vibrational frequency. So why are we talking about this? Or why am I talking about this? Because illness is nothing more than the blockage of electromagnetic energy. That's what it is. Stop calling it a disease. Stop putting a name to it. Stop describing it as I have MS, or I have hypothyroidism, or I have osteoporosis. Stop doing this. Because the more you speak this into existence, the further you take yourself away or move farther away from your ability to heal. It's not that. Replace those statements with, illness is nothing more than the blockage of electromagnetic energy. And when flow is blocked, energy does not just stop, folks. It has to find another way to move and to get out. And so when it comes out in, let's say, unnatural ways, we are taught to believe it is a disease. We are right away, we're given a language. Oh, it's a disease. Oh, it's this. Oh, this is the name of it. It's a disease. No, it's not. Nothing could be further from the truth. So I think the first step in healing is asking everybody in the listening audience to start to adopt this understanding and be willing to consciously relinquish and surrender your current idea of what you were told is health or is unhealthy. That's the first step you have to make to move away from these unnatural patterns of energy that get created in the body and start moving into more natural patterns. And that takes us up to our time, and I have to take a moment to take a break. So stick with us and we'll be right back.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud. Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Lifestyle changes are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support cholesterol and blood pressure with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA. We power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
This is Nicola Burnett coming back from our short break. And for those of you who may not be aware, Looking for Healing Radio is on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. You can catch Dr. Brian Artis on Mondays, myself, Nicola Burnett, on Tuesdays, Dr. Henry Ely on Wednesdays, Dr. Janice Schmidt on Thursdays, and on Fridays, you get the whole gang of us. So between my co-hosts and I, you can find a new show every day of the week. And if while you're listening, a question pops into your mind, please feel free to submit your question by going to the nav bar on the Looking for Healing page. We absolutely love hearing from our listening audience, and we really appreciate all of the encouragement and the nice, kind words that have been coming in along with the questions in the emails. So thank you very much for that. It's very, very encouraging, and it's nice to know that we are helping and educating and that our listening audience is getting something out of these broadcasts that we're doing. Okay, so we're going to get back to the topic. We're talking about health. I'm starting a series. It's called Body Talk Series. And we are talking a little bit about health and how that health starts in the mind. That's actually where it starts. Before you get to the tinctures and the supplements and the teas and the whatever it might be, it starts in the mind. It starts with a conscious decision in the mind. So that conscious decision that I'm referring to is profound, and it is in our awareness. And if you don't agree to change your awareness, you will fail miserably. And health is not something that you will be able to achieve. And I'd like to share my story. I spoke earlier about how much courage it takes to break away from what you have been taught as the norm, which is Western medicine, belief in Western medicine, handing your power over, all of those things. And I thought this would be a good time to share my personal story for the reason that I think it will be very helpful as a description, I guess, of to get to the essence of what I'm really talking about here. So I'll share with you my transition from what I was taught was the healthcare program into what it is that I do now. So I was young. I was out of college and in my 20s, early 20s, mid-20s. I was newly married. And I got invited to participate, or I got asked actually to participate in a health fair. At the time, I worked for a hospital, and the hospital was involved in this health fair. I can't really remember what it was about. Typical Western medicine health fair, they check your blood pressure. And one of the things that they did there was they had a physician who was checking. He had a little device, it was like a little box device, and he was checking for osteoporosis. And so I was actually working the booth for my employer at the time at the health fair, and I had, I think, an hour break for lunch. So I took some lunch and ate some lunch and then walked around just to see what was going on. And I stopped at this one booth, and this physician, as I mentioned, had this little box, and when you slip your hand into the box, he was getting a reading, like a DEXA scan reading of the wrist, the bone in the wrist. And I am, as I mentioned, I think maybe 24 at this point. No, I was a little bit older, I think, maybe 27. And I stopped by this booth and got a reading, and you know, I'm thinking, oh, this will be interesting. I'm young, I'm healthy, I'm active, I do all the things, right? Well, I pull my wrist out, and he kind of looks at me a little bit concerned, and he says, wow, you've got the bones of a 70-year-old. I said, what? He said, yeah, and he kind of looked at me like, what's going on with you, and are you sick, and, you know, why would this be, and why would a young person have bones that look that bad, in such bad shape? And I was concerned, but I thought, eh, maybe it's a mistake, maybe it's inaccurate. I'm active, I eat well, it'll fix itself. I just kind of blew it off. And then fast forward, I think it was maybe a year later, 9 months later, I was again at a health fair. And this one, I believe I was visiting, not working. I was just attending for fun, for enjoyment. And there was another physician who had a similar device, wasn't exactly the same. And I believe this physician tested my ankle bone, if I can remember. Bear with me, guys. This is going back quite a bit. But I believe I remember sitting in a chair, and I think it was a test of the ankle bone. And same thing. So in 1 year, I was told by two health fairs, by two different practitioners with similar devices, that I had some pretty serious osteoporosis, which was very concerning in a young woman who hadn't even hit 30 years old yet. So I decided to do something about it, because this was now the second time that I was receiving this information. So I decided to see an endocrinologist. And back in that time, Vegas was really struggling for physicians. Like, there was more need for physicians than there was physicians. So they were doing all this really hefty recruiting for physicians and nurses and CNAs at the time. And I think we only had 6 endocrinologists in the whole town of Vegas, Las Vegas, the whole city. And it's quite a big city. So I just picked one that was close by. And in order to see this endocrinologist, it was female, I had to take a day off of work, literally a half day or a full day of work, because the wait in the waiting room, and this was the average, this was not, you know, this is the normal average wait, was 3 to 4 hours to get in to see this endocrinologist. That's how desperate the city was and how many people were coming to see this particular physician, because again, 6 endocrinologists is not going to work for a very large city. So I would wait 3 to 4 hours. She did all of the things that she should have done. She did a DEXA scan. She gave me vitamin D. She did some blood work. That's really all I can recall. And after seeing her for about a year, and I think I would see her every 3 months, and we would repeat these tests, and nothing was really happening. Nothing was changing. Nothing on my labs, nothing on the DEXA scans, nothing was really changing. So I decided to just tune in and to my body, basically, and to do some research and some digging. Well, just the simple act of tuning in, I'm going to say now, looking back, that it was Creator that spoke to me and imparted a wisdom and a knowingness that I remember hearing a voice, and the voice said something, communicated a information, which is something along the lines of, you've been on birth control for a very, very long time, and birth control is causing this problem. So it was kind of like, you know, an arrow, like, look over there, look over there. So I went and did my research, and I actually found evidence for exactly what it was that I had heard, that I feel was transmitted to me. So I thought, okay, I'm onto something here. So I poured myself into the literature. I, you know, copied all these articles. And this is, again, going way back. We didn't necessarily have, you know, you had to go to the library. You still had to look at books. yes, we could find things online, but it wasn't like it is today. So anyways, I put a lot of time into this, and I just kept finding more evidence and more evidence and putting the dots together and kind of coming up with a full presentation or a full picture of what I thought was going on. And it all started with a download or information from Creator. And that happened when I stopped to tune into my body. So that's a very important part of this story. And I'm going to come back to that. So I organized all of my paperwork and my data and my notes. And I had my appointment with my endocrinologist. And I was all excited and proud of myself that I had put, you know, some things together. And I thought she would be very pleased and encouraged and excited about it, and that maybe we would go in a different direction and I would actually get some results from working with her. So After my three and a half hours, I get called in. I think I waited another 15 minutes and the physician came in and she approached me and I shared with her my story. I just said, hey, I've been doing some research. I think I've put some things together. I think I've figured some things out. Oh, to be so young and naive. I thought she would be so pleased. And as I was explaining all of this to her and telling her and pulling out, I had a folder full of articles and was kind of laying it out and presenting, you know, how I connected the dots, trying to do that very quickly because I knew she had a lot of people in the waiting room. The look on her face just was so kind of contorted and worked its way to what I would call rage. And all of a sudden, she just looked at me defiant and like I had just offended her beyond belief. And she looked at me and said, well, you're going to have to talk to your OBGYN. And she swung around and stormed out of the office. And I'm sitting there at the tender young age of 27, I think at the time. And I'm just like, wow, what just happened? What just happened? I thought she would be so pleased and so happy and excited. And 2 minutes later, 5 minutes later, the door opens and another woman steps in who I find out was doing her rotations. She was a physician in training doing a rotation with this endocrinologist and she looked terrified. So here I had one physician who went into rage. And here I have somebody else walking in the door who looks terrified, looks like a deer in the woods, like I'm pointing a rifle at her. And I'm just sitting there confused and I don't understand what's going on. And so she approaches me very meekly, like she doesn't want to come near me. And she's just takes a step and pauses and takes a step and pauses. And she's fumbling over her words. And you can see she's totally confused. She doesn't understand what just happened. And apparently something happened because of her body language. And she asked me, she said, well, can I help you? Do you have a question? And, you know, very hesitant. And I explained to her what happened. I said, well, I got this issue and I've been coming here for a year and maybe it was 2 years and we don't seem to be making any progress. And so I've just been kind of thinking and I mean, I was very nice about it. I presented it very excited and childlike, expecting again, the physician to be happy. And that didn't happen. And so I went over all the information with her and she just kind of backed away, literally started backing away and shaking her head and saying, I don't know about this. I mean, that's exactly how she was speaking, kind of stumbling on her words. And then she said, let me go speak to the doctor. And then she kind of rushes out of the room. Well, the doctor never came back in. I think somebody at the front desk, or I can't remember who it was, came in and said, well, you know, the doctor's very busy. She has to move on. She doesn't have any more time. You'll have to book another appointment to come back and see her. And I was like, but I was like, what just happened here? Anyway, so I get shooed out of the office and it's no more than 2 days later, I get a Dear Nicola, you're fired letter from this doctor's office. And that's a real thing, folks, just in case you didn't know, doctors can fire any of their patients. So, and the letter gave some kind of, you know, bull crap story about, oh, well, you know, we don't take your insurance anymore. And so you'll have to find somebody else. Good luck. And I'll never forget, I stood in my kitchen and I was home alone and my husband was not home yet at that time. And something came over me, something really powerful came over me. And I took that letter and started bawling. And I was just looking at it because I was afraid. I went into fear. Who am I going to see? Who's going to help me? I've got this problem. She didn't figure it out. I can't figure it out. What am I going to do? Where am I going to go? And then all of a sudden it just stopped. That feeling stopped. And this most, I'm going to say almost diabolical sounding laugh came out of me. And this profound a courage came over me and this wisdom and this knowingness and this empowerment came over me. And I remember looking up, I just looked up and I remember pronouncing out loud alone in my house, there was nobody else to hear other than me. I said, I don't know where I'm going to go. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm scared, but I know one thing, I will not participate in this system ever again. That's all I know. And that's, folks, what I started with. And I proclaimed that to the heavens. And once I did that, this just confidence came over me. It was clearly from a higher source. And from that day forward, I just moved forward. And that was the start of my journey into natural healing. And if you think that wasn't a scary decision to make, boy, I assure you it was, because for the next 10 years, I had a lot of challenges and a lot of difficulties just in life in general, finances. I went through a divorce, all these things. And I was at the same time spending an unforeseen and alarming amount of money trying to figure out what causes people to be unwell, why those things happen, and how to undo that and reverse that. So I will leave you with that story of the beginnings of my journey and my conscious decision to cut out Western medicine and move forward and figure out and journey into the truth of what was in regards to real health and real healing. So I will continue on with this topic of listening to the body, body talk, body awareness. And we're going to get into things about what does that mean, body awareness? How do you talk to your body? How do you figure out what's going on? When you have certain symptoms or presentations, how do you trace them back? How do you make a connection? How do you learn how to do this for yourself? How do you learn to be independent and responsible for your own health? And what is the language of the body that helps you do that? So that's what this series is going to be about. So again, not sure how long the series will be. Not really worried about it. Just going to let the information flow through, and we'll see how long it turns out, this series, how many further shows that I do. I can assure you it'll be interesting, and I can assure you it'll be helpful. So at this moment, time is up, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in, for listening, for supporting Looking for Healing Radio. So until we meet again, blessings and abundance with your health and your life. This is Nicola Burnett signing off from Looking for Healing Radio.